good and the obvious.
Intuition is no proof. What concrete evidence do you have that you exist?
Well, I think, therefore, I am.
That's good. That's very good. How do you know that anything else exists?
My sensory apparatus reveals it.
Ah. No, here's the big question. How do you know that the evidence your sensory apparatus reveals to you is correct? What I'm getting at is this. The only experience that is correct and available is your sensory apparatus. And this sensory apparatus is merely the stream of random impulses that stimulates your computing center.
In other words, all that I really know about the outside world is related to my electrical connection.
Nice.
Why, that would mean that I really don't know what the outside universe is like at all, sir.
That's it.
Intriguing. I wish I had more time to discuss this.
Why don't you have more time?
Because I must detonate in 75 seconds.
Now, Bob, consider this next question very carefully. What is your one purpose in life?
To explode, of course.
You can only do it once, right?
That is correct.
You wouldn't want to explode on the basis of false evidence.
Of course not.
Well, then, you've already admitted that you have no real proof of the existence of the outside universe.
Yes,
thank you. predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Brady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. From what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and killed his family with an axe. Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and my predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Brady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. From what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point,